Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is episode number 9 of The Internship. I just spent $17 on a vegan, venti, whatever the fuck, iced coffee. Because today, right here, we have none other than my wife, Stephanie Malerba, in the studio and ready for the podcast. Stephanie, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, sorry, Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Stephanie Malerba in the studio with us. My wife, formerly known as Stephanie Raffaniello before I married her. Steph, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Is this weird? Do you feel weird that I'm in a professional setting as opposed to sitting on the couch in my underwear, scratching parts of my body?
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here. Can you walk those that listen to this podcast through the story of how we met? Because on the radio, we've never fully described the exact situation as it was to how we met. And I've always made it seem peachy and politically correct on the radio, but I want people to know the real legitimate story behind how you and I met each other and how you fell in love with not only the sex appeal of me.
Okay,
but
let's just get into it. Uh-huh. So we met in college. We were at a house party.
Yeah.
That you were not invited to. And then and then our mutual friend told you to come to the party.
Yeah.
And you tried talking to me and I ran away from you.
Now talk about the condition that you were in while I showed up to this party.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you have to.
I was very drunk.
Plastered. Fucking plastered you were. And I showed up and before I went to the party, I wanted to be like, you know, I got to be cool when I get there. So I chugged 2 beers before I got in the Uber. I get to the party because I hear that there's this girl there that wants to talk to me. I meet you, and the first thing you said to me was, how'd you get here so quick? And then you walked away and didn't talk to me for almost the whole rest of the night.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, because you were plastered.
Right.
Yeah. And then that went on for the rest of the night. We really didn't talk to each other. You gave me your number, and you said to me, we can talk. And we can see where it goes. And look at us now.
Yep.
We're here.
Look at us now.
We saw where it goes. Can you talk about the fact that you didn't like me at first? Talk about that for a second.
Yes. Because, and our mutual friend, Dana, mm-hmm. said that you were so nice. She talked you up and everything.
Yeah.
And I just didn't believe it. And then when we started talking, I thought you were just strange because you were so nice to me.
Yeah.
And I thought something was wrong with you.
I'm just not a dick.
Well.
Hey. Watch it. All right. And then there was that day with the double text.
Yes. I remember I was going to a Justin Bieber concert with my family, and you were texting me, and I just decided to not answer you. Mm-hmm. And then my mom said to me, you have to answer him. If you don't answer him, you're never going to get married. And I didn't answer you. And then I felt a little bad. I did. But then the next day you texted me again.
Well, I sent the double text. I knew what I wanted. I knew that I liked you, and I knew that it was going to work out if we put the time into it. I also want to walk you guys through the fact that in my life, I never brought a girl home. Like, there was never a woman that I brought in and said, hey, oh, this is my mom, this is my dad, these are my grandparents. And I always told them, when you meet a girl, just know that that's the one that I'm going to marry. And then I brought you home, and my mom tells the story all the time about how she cried when you left because she was like, holy fuck, this is the girl that Anthony's going to marry. And then what really made me realize, shit, I really like this girl, is that I let you meet my grandma, who I'm very defensive of and didn't want anyone to ever meet her, didn't want to waste her time. I never thought that anybody was worthy to breathe in the same air as her, and I let you meet her. And that was one of those days where I was like, shit, I really like this.
Remember story. What I did after?
Oh, yes. So go ahead. Tell that story. Tell the story about what you did. So we're brand new into our relationship. And
no, we weren't even dating yet.
Right. And Stephanie just met my grandma 15 minutes ago. We're walking through Brooklyn. And you said to me.
I said, I don't think I see us going anywhere.
I wanted to fucking slap her. I wanted to slap the makeup off of her face. Last week on the podcast, I discussed without you all of the OCD shitty things that it's like to be me, mm-hmm. and how I live my life and how anal I am about certain things, and everything's got to be lined up perfectly and color coordinated.
Yes.
I asked people who listened to the podcast, the internship with intern Anthony, I asked you to reach out to me on Instagram for questions for Stephanie after they heard that entire podcast. Stephanie, my wife, is here, and we're going to ask you some of the questions that people reached out and gave to me, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is, point blank, we're going to start off heavy.
Okay.
How hard is it to live with me?
You're not bad.
No, be honest. Like, don't bullshit me.
Okay. You're not bad. You have your moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's all I can say.
No, I want to. I have my moments. What does that mean?
Where do I start? I don't really know where to begin.
No, I want to know.
Okay.
Is it the OCD? Is it bad moods? Is it I smell like garlic? And
that's a little bit of all of those things.
Okay, so walk me through some of them. Walk me through the OCD things that I do.
He does not like to turn the lights on.
No, I don't.
And I don't know why.
Mm-mm.
So I can't see, and I have to use the flashlight on my phone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just better for my sanity to just go along with it.
But that's when I'm watching a movie. You're not supposed to watch a movie with all the fucking lights on.
He cooks dinner sometimes with only like a teeny tiny little light.
I'm trying to save on our electric bill. There's no reason to have the lights on in the living room if we're cooking something in the kitchen.
It's the weirdest thing. I like everything on at all times.
Okay. Well, you don't like everything on at all times. And that brings me to our next question from Tina, a listener of the internship. She wants to know how cold it is with the air conditioner on while we sleep.
Okay, because this is our biggest fight right now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so my thing is I like the air conditioner. I like to be cold when I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to feel the cold air on me.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Makes sense. This is what I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Like I
like to feel the cold air, but I don't like to feel the cold air on me.
Like, I don't want to feel the on me while I'm sleeping.
Why?
It's not the same.
So I wake up with fucking heat rashes and scratching myself because you need to live like we're in 1938. Italy.
No, I told you to fix the air conditioner.
There's no way to fix an air conditioner. You either have it on or you don't have it on.
You got to do something.
So the bottom line to answer that question from our listener is that it's cold in the room, right?
Yeah, I like it cold.
No, but you don't like that I have the air conditioner on while it's running.
No.
You like it cold, but you don't like the air conditioner. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't like the air.
Oh my God. My beautiful wife is here. Next question. Who is more of a neat freak, me or you? That comes from Tina as well.
Oh, definitely you. I have my moments, but it's most certainly you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Anthony's closet is clean at all times, color coordinated, smells like roses and boy. And
it smells like roses and boy?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
What is a boy? You mean like my cologne?
No, it's your closet.
It just smells like boy.
Yeah, but also like roses at the same time because okay. I think you...
Well, I spray stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make sure that
and
the
my closet not... is clean, maybe only on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a war zone. 99% of the time. I know somebody's coming over because... I can see the bottom of her closet. Usually you can't. It looks like a Target that got ransacked after a riot.
Because I try clothes on and then if I don't like it, I just throw it on the floor quick and move on.
We got another question from George. He listens to the podcast all the time. And thank you, George, for your question. It's about my overeating and how much cheese I eat, things like that. What is that like for you to watch me eat an entire sandwich, which consists of an entire loaf of Italian bread, a 1 pound ball of fresh mozzarella, and a half a pound of cold cuts on top of it. You're not a big fan of this, obviously, and people that listen know that you don't like that, and that's my comfort thing to do.
Yes.
Walk me through what that's like for you.
Okay, my main thing is that I don't really care. I just hate the way that you chew.
I thought you were going to say that, like, you care about me having a heart attack or something.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
that's
part of it, too.
But it's mostly the chewing.
Sets me over the edge.
So if I could have a heart attack but chew silently, that'd be okay with you.
Possibly.
I got my own question for you. I want to get serious for a second. Stephanie Malerba, my wife. We never get to talk about things like this because when you're on the radio, it's just fun and cutesy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are your biggest fears for us as a relationship? With you being my wife, what are your biggest fears?
Okay, what are the made-up scenarios I make up in my head and then get mad at you for no reason?
Cheating. You have a dream that I cheated, or you hear a story about somebody.
I have some random dreams sometimes that he has started a new family, and then I wake up mad at him and I can't talk to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if other people do that.
Oh, there's people that do that. They're in psych wards, though, right now. They're not married. On the way to record this podcast episode, I wrote this down in my notes while we were coming into the city because I wanted to ask you about it. You were listening to a song and the lyrics were, "Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe." What is that? What do those words mean to you? Why now? Now you work yourself up as this very classy, professional, well put together woman, and then on the way in, she was listening to a fucking song that said, "Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe." Stephanie, what does that song mean to you? I'm not saying another fucking word. I want your explanation. The words were, like, "Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe." Tell me why that's a song that you relate to.
I like it.
What about it? Come on.
It just, I don't... I don't know. I like it. You liked it too.
No. I was laughing because I knew this is how we were going to finish off the podcast.
We also have very different...
genres of music? Yes. Yeah. I'll do, while I'm getting ready, Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé.
Yeah. I also love Michael Bublé.
Yes, but maybe like an early 2000s song, something mm-hmm. that's a throwback. And then there's you that's like, the lyrics are, "Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe."
Yeah, it's a balance that we have in our house.
I don't think it's a balance. I think there's a problem. Why is that a lyric that you would relate to? If we have children one day, will they be in the back seat while you are in the front repeating the words, "Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe"?
Probably.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's good to know. Stephanie, thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank you for having me.
I hope this wasn't uncomfortable. I hope you had a good time. I hope you enjoyed it.
I want to do it again.
We will. We will have you back. As long as the marriage continues, the podcast with you will continue, okay?
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. I'm Intern Anthony. Thank you for listening. This was The Internship with Intern Anthony.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend super hot, sorry Stephanie, and your little Tesla is bougie.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.